There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Pod Diva. Diva magazine turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're covering those 30 years in 30 days right here on Pod Diva. I'm Rachel Shelley. You may know me as Helena Peabody in the TV show The L Word. Once again, we're loading the DeLorean's flux capacitor. This time, we're only travelling back 19 years. Are you ready? Time to take it back to 2005. Tony Christie and Peter Kay were taking us to Amarillo. Madonna was seriously hung up, and the whole world was obsessed with a dancing frog. Rabbit. We were still Harry Potter mad with the release of The Goblet of Fire. It was also the year that Sugar Rush came to Channel 4. Based on Julie Burchell's novel, we watched Olivia Hallinan play Kimberly Daniels, trying to navigate her humongous crush on her best friend, Sugar. Sugar Rush was a landmark show for many. Okay, we had the Americans bringing lesbian love to the screen across the pond in The L Word, but us Brits were sorely lacking representation of our own. It came way before the likes of Lip Service, Heartstopper, or Sex Education. 2005 was also the year that we got to lust over Sally Hawkins and Imelda Staunton in Fingersmith. Why are we so drawn to historical dramas? The BBC show based on Sarah Walters' iconic book had sapphics across the country swooning. Anyway, before you go to rewatch Fingersmith, join us in taking a look back through our archives to see what else was happening at Diva HQ and in the LGBTQIA community. In 2005, let's jump right in. Angelina Jolie, yes, the Angelina Jolie, smirked at us in our February issue. We spoke to the kooky queen of pop, Tori Amos, in March. A very baby face, Tegan and Sarah posed for our May issue, telling us how their crazy twin experience was rocking the music world. That summer, it really started getting hot in here, and the cast of season 2's The L Word took off all their clothes for our July cover. Little bit of insider info for you here from one who was there. The original photo had second season newbies, me, Rachel Shelley, and Sarah Shahi, who played Carmen de la Pica Morales, in completely different positions. The powers that be moved us to where we are now on the cover to fit the magazine format. It worked better on posters and bus stops too. And yes, in case you were wondering, we did get a little chilly posing for this one. Also in this year, we saw the launch of UK Black Pride by co-founder Philip Okojima. Now known and beloved to all divas as Lady Phil, she would go on to grace our cover several times, perhaps most notably in January 2022. That was definitely one of my favourites. The UK's first out lesbian rapper, Ms. Fontaine, starred on our September cover, declaring proudly that my pleasure is pleasing women. This was also our special student issue, with heaps of tips and treasures about which girls to avoid, how to save money, Britain's gayest colleges, and how being out at uni is a political protest. We also heard from singer Alison Goldfrapp with the legendary confession, "I'm a healthy pervert," and tennis star Martina Navratilova declaring, "Being gay is not a big deal anymore." Well, you've definitely aced it, Martina. Staying active, we went sports mad in October 2005, dedicating a whole issue to our beautiful sapphic athletes. Way before lionesses like Jill Scott and Jess Carter, footballers like Hope Powell were at the forefront of queer visibility on the pitch. It was actually in 2005 that the FA committed to calling out and removing football fans who chanted homophobic remarks at players. Across the world, it was a big year for LGBTQ legislation changes. Same-sex adoption became legal in the UK and Spain, and Canada legalised same-sex marriage. Around the globe, many countries changed same-sex marriage into official civil unions, whilst the nations of Burundi, Uganda and Gambia all make it illegal, whatever the terminology. However, that didn't stop Diva dedicating its November issue to getting hitched, ringing the bells for less than civil, why wedded bliss is hit and miss, and aisle style, cool gear for sapphic nuptials. Diva rounded out the year with a Beauty and the Butch fashion special, complete with a groundbreaking Butch cover photo, brandishing bushy armpits, gasp. It's hard to understand the controversy this cover created, that something as simple as underarm hair could be so shocking. But it was, and editor Chance, then Jane Chaselska, took a big risk at the time. And there you have it, 2005 through the lens of Diva magazine and its readers. Tomorrow it's the turn of 2006, when Gina Gershon and the L Word were holding the headlines. If you want to stay in the loop, don't forget to browse our Pod Diva archive, where there's over 100 exclusive interviews amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA community and its allies. Pod Diva.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.